今日嘅讲题专心仰赖耶和华之义。
Today's sermon topic is Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Part 2.
我哋再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我天上阿爸父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give our thanks and praises to you.
我哋能够奉你嘅名去聚集。
We can assemble before you in your name today.
感谢你赐俾我哋有宝贵嘅话语。
We thank you for giving us your precious words.
求你纪念我哋只系尘土。
May you remember that we are only dust.
求你赐俾我哋。有足够的信心。
May you give us enough faith.
以我哋能够配合你赐俾我哋嘅道，我哋嘅心里边得着调和。
So that we can combine your word with our heart, with our faith.
以至于你嘅生命嘅道对我哋有益。
So that your word of life can be useful to us.
我哋能够行出嚟。
We can put it into practice.
我咁祷告奉主耶稣名祈求。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你有仔女是要面对 VCE 大学的入学试的话呢
If you have children who are currently doing VCE exam,
你可能都会觉得
you may find that
在上堂的时候呢老师是对全班同学讲的
In a classroom, the teacher speaks to the whole class.
所以呢未必能够照顾到每一个学生有不同的需要。
So the teacher cannot cater for all the different needs of each student.
所以很多时候学生呢要去补习。
So very often, the students need to go tuition.
就是要针对他们个别的困难和不明白的地方去加以去教导
in order to get specific instruction for their specific needs
但一个学生能不能够尽量去掌握到他老师跟他讲的东西呢
but whether a student can grasp as much as possible what the teacher instructs
个关键在哪里呢
what is the key point
每个基督徒你生命的际遇都不一样
every Christian has encountered different things in their life
我们都需要各自的来到神面前去寻求帮助
We all need to come to God individually to seek His help and guidance.
咁而一个基督徒能唔能够尽量去明白神对佢嘅引导
？Whether a Christian can understand the guidance from God as much as possible?
个关键又喺边度咧
？What is the key issue to determine whether he can do it?
今日我哋会进入第三部分，就系我哋会学习点样去预备自己去听神嘅引导。
Today we are entering into the third aspect to prepare us.To hear God's guidance.
这里我们或者会首先做一个的catch up 我们上一次讲的东
西。Let us summarize what we have learned in the previous sermon.
上次我们分享过在圣经里面有四方面是关于寻求神的教导。
Last time I shared with you that in the Bible there are at least four aspects of teaching about seeking guidance from God.
第一方面作出引导是神属性的其中一种。
The first aspect is,Providing guidance is one of the attributes of God.
神作出引导是因为他是良善、正直、有怜悯和愿意施恩典的神。
God provides guidance because he is good, upright, compassionate, and willing to give his grace.
第二方面是当人和神回复一个和好的关系的时候。
The second aspect is, when a person is reconciled to God,
神成为人的天父。
God becomes this person's heavenly father.
因此神就更加愿意的去引导凡属于他而向他祈求的人。
Therefore, he is all the more willing to guide those who belong to him and who seek him.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us that.
神创造人的时候神在每个人的生命里面都有他的计划
When God creates us He has a plan for each of the lives created by Him
所以神通过先知这样说
Therefore through the prophet God declares
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念要叫你们末后有指望
For I know the plans I have for you declares the LordPlans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
所以每一个愿意去跟随神的基督徒
Therefore, every Christian who is willing to follow God
他都会去寻求神去引导他生命的取向
Will try to seek God's guidance for his decision making
以至于他的生命能够配合神的计划
So that the decision he makes can be in line with the plan that God has for him.
而神在塑造我们生命的过程当中他可能会给我们有很多的磨练
And in the process of molding our lives God may refine us
在这些生命的经历里面 个主要目的是要更新我们的心。
The purpose of these experiences in our lives is to renew our hearts.
预备去计划给我们做的善工。
So as to prepare us to do the good works that God has planned for us to do.
如果基督徒真的要去寻求神的引导呢？
If Christians want to truly seek God's guidance,
我们需要留意一下我们的心有什么地方需要去更新。
We have to pay attention and find out what are the areas in our hearts which need to be renewed.
这个就是我们第三方面要学习的。
This is the third aspect that we are learning today.
怎样去预备自己去听神的引导？
How to prepare ourselves to hear God's guidance?
主耶稣基督曾经讲过一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus once said this in a parable.
这个比喻呢，我们很多时候都会联想到呢，是讲给未信主的人听。
We often associate this parable with the belief that this is for non-believers.
但当中的真理呢，其实是可以应用在寻求神的引导上面。
But the truth contained in the parable can also be applied to seeking God's guidance.
这个比喻呢，就是在马太福音第十三章里面的撒种的比喻。
This parable is in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower.
这个比喻大家都应该很熟悉。
I believe we are all very familiar with this parable.
在这个比喻里面的第四节提到路旁的心。
In verse 4, this parable talks about hearts that are along the path.
这里呢，神的话，神的提示根本就入不到这个人的心。
Here it tells us that God's word, God's guidance cannot enter the hearts at all.
咁究竟系咩情况，我哋嘅心会变到咁刚硬咧？
Then under what circumstances are our hearts hardened like that?
圣经里边咧记载咗有三个嘅事件，我哋可以去思想一下。
Let us have some reflections on these three events as recorded in the Bible.
第一个咧系喺列王记上嘅第二十二章。
The first one is in 1 Kings chapter 22.
当时呢，以色列国被分成为南北两国。
At that time, Israel was split into the northern and southern kingdoms.
北方的以色列王呢，就叫阿哈。
The northern kingdom was ruled by King Ahab.
他呢，想用战争去从阿兰王，即是现在的叙利亚，去抢回一些城镇。
He wanted to go to war to retake some cities from the king of Aram.Aram is what we know today as Syria.
阿哈咧就向南方嘅犹大王约沙法咁去问。
King Ahab asked Jehoshaphat, king of the southern kingdom Judah,
问佢肯唔肯同佢一齐去打仗。
Whether he would join forces with him in the battle.
犹大王约沙法去肯。
Jehoshaphat, the king of the southern kingdom, agreed.
但约沙法咧就提出，我哋应该要先去求问耶和华。
But he suggested to first seek the counsel of the Lord.
阿哈咧个口咧就话好啦。
Ahab agreed to do so.
但却咧就系揾一啲连喺住喺南方嘅约沙法王咧，都睇得出佢哋唔系神嘅先。
However, the prophets that he sought were those who did not belong to God, even King Jehoshaphat.Who was residing in the south could also discern that.
所以喺22章第7节，约沙法王就咁问。
Therefore, in chapter 22, verse 7, Jehoshaphat asked,
这里不是还有耶和华的先知，我们可以求问他吗？
Is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of?
阿哈点样去答佢呢？
Then how did Ahab reply?
喺第22章第8节嘅下半节咁话。
In chapter 22, the second half of verse 8,
只是我恨他，因为他指着我说的预言，不说吉语，单说空言。
But I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad.
从阿哈的回答中，我哋可以睇得到。
From Ahab's reply, we can see that
佢根本就冇心去求神。
He did not have the desire to ask God at all.
虽然佢知道神会讲相反嘅说话。
Although he knew that God would say something contrary to his own will, he would not listen.
个重点系咧
？The key issue here is
佢已经决定咗佢自己想要做嘅嘢。
It is because he had decided what he wanted to.
第二个事件是记载在耶利米书第42章到第43章。
The second event is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 42 to 43.
这件事件的背景是在第41章前一章。
The background of this event is in chapter 41.
当时耶路撒冷被巴比伦所攻陷。
At that time, Jerusalem was defeated by Babylon.
很多以色列人被杀或者被掳到巴比伦。
A lot of Israelites were killed or carried into exile to Babylon.
巴比伦咧喺耶路撒冷委任咗一个叫基大利嘅人去做省长。
Babylon appointed someone called Gedaliah as a governor to govern over the land.
去管理呢笪地。
To govern that land.
但当时咧有啲喺犹太地匿埋嘅军人咧，将呢个基大利去刺杀咗。
Some people went into hiding. Some army officers who still remained in the land of Judah assassinated Gedaliah.
咁之后咧，佢哋就计划逃走到去埃及。
Then they planned to flee to Egypt.
喺佢哋逃走之前咧
，Before they fled，
佢哋去揾耶利米先知去先求问神嘅引导。
They went to see the prophet Jeremiah to seek the guidance of God.
但喺第十节，当神话俾佢听唔应该走，应该留喺度嘅时候咧
，But in verse 10, when God asked them not to go and told them to stay，
喺四十三章第二节记载咗，佢哋唔相信神会咁样讲。
We can see that in chapter 43 verse 2 they did not believe that God would say that。
因为根据佢哋嘅分析，去埃及咧系会安全过留低。
It is because according to their analysis, fleeing to Egypt would be safer than staying。
请留意
，please note，
喺第十三章第二节嘅上半节。圣经咁讲
，The Bible tells us in chapter 43, the first half of verse 2.
圣经话佢哋系狂傲嘅人。
The Bible tells us that they were arrogant men.
其实佢哋想求嘅咧
，In fact, what they really wanted
系神带领同埋帮助佢哋逃走嘅计划。
Was to have God leading and helping in their plan to flee.
而唔系去求神指示佢哋应该要点做。
But they were not asking God to instruct them what to do.
第三个。这个事件咧系记载喺出埃及记嘅第六章。
The third event is recorded in Exodus chapter 6.
呢个故事同样大家都会好熟悉啦。
We are all very familiar with this story.
当时咧，摩西向以色列人讲神嘅信息。
At that time, Moses was bringing God's message to the Israelites.
话俾你听咧，神会带领佢哋离开埃及。去到应许之地
，telling them that God would lead them out of Egypt and enter into the promised land。
但喺第九节咧
，But in verse 9，
摩西将这话告诉以色列人，只是他们因苦工受烦，不肯听他的话。
Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and cruel bondage。
因为喺初初嘅时候咧
，Because in the beginning，
埃及法老王因为摩西向佢讲神嘅要求
，After Moses went to speak forth God's message to Pharaoh，
法老咧就令到以色列人嘅工作更加嘅艰苦。
Pharaoh inflicted hardship upon the Israelites。
以色列人咧因为生活艰苦，所以唔肯听。
As the Israelites were under harsh treatment, they were unwilling to listen to Moses.
从以上呢三个例子，我哋可以睇到。
From the above three examples, we can see that.
当我哋认定咗自己嘅睇法，相信自己嘅分析。
When we are certain of our views, believe in our own analysis.
又或者我哋嘅心已经决定咗，好想得到一啲嘅嘢。
Or when we are determined to get something.
如果神嘅声音系相反嘅咧
？If the voice of God is contrary to that.
我哋就有可能我哋唔想去听。
Then very possibly we will refuse to listen.
又或者我哋知道神会点样讲
？Or perhaps when we know what God is going to say.
但系我哋却系唔想或者唔愿意嘅话咧
？And we don't want to or are not willing to listen.
我哋好多时候会为自己揾藉口或者揾解释。
Then we will find excuses or explanations.
以至去支持自己嘅决定。
To justify our decisions.
又或者我哋心里有好多嘅唔开心。
Or when our heart is full of bitterness.
我哋可能会去埋怨神。
We may complain against God.
我哋就唔愿意去听神嘅引导啦。
Then we are not willing to listen to God's guidance.
有个弟兄曾经话分享。
A brother shared with
因为佢系一个医生嘅工作嘅时候咧，佢嘅收入非常之好。
Because he was working in a hospital as a doctor, he had very high income.
佢话喺过去嗰十年咧，生活都好如意。
He said that in the past 10 years, he had a comfortable life.
所以咧，佢唔想去求问神嘅人。
Therefore, he did not want to seek God's guidance.
因为佢知道佢求嘅话咧，一定会有嘢发生。
Because he knew that if he asked, something would happen.
佢唔想改变佢而家嘅生活。
He did not want to change his lifestyle.
你有冇发现过？你的心有时会变得好刚硬。
Have you ever noticed that your heart has become hardened?
如果你相信神的引导是最好的话
，If you believe that God's guidance is the best，
你会不会在选择之前先向神去祈求
？Then will you first pray to God before you make choices？
当我哋去寻求神引导的时候
，When we seek the guidance of God，
你又会不会去抱着一个开放的态度
？Do you have an open mind？
同埋一个 信靠神的心。
A heart that trusts to God.
我们上次学过。
We learned it last time.
神是良善又正直。
God is good and upright.
神的引导不是想害你。
And His guidance is not to harm you.
而是带给你末后有指望。
But to give you hope and a future.
在这个比喻里面的第二样是提到前途。
The second thing in the parable is about places that do not have much soil.
这个可以比喻到人对神的声音只有表面的认识。
This can symbolize man's superficial understanding of God's voice.
对于中国人，尤其是香港人。
Chinese, especially people from Hong Kong.
我们都会觉得话头醒尾是好的。
Often consider it very smart to be able to get the idea from very little hint or instruction.
即是说讲少少我就知道怎么做了。
That means you say a little bit and I know what to do.
但如果你有仔女的话呢?
But if you have children,
你就知道情况不是这样的。
You will know the situation is not like that.
仔女永远呢是未讲完就走了去的了。
Children always walk away before you finish what you are saying.
但其实呢他们是不完全知道要做什么的。
But they don't completely know what they are supposed to do.
丈夫都是一样。
Husbands are the same.
太太未讲完呢丈夫就会讲知知知。
Before the wife finished what she wants to say, he says, I know, I know.
我就是一个很失败的例子。
I'm one of those who make such mistakes.
我每次去帮太太去超级市场买东西呢。
Therefore, every time when I go to the supermarket to get something for my wife,
我都会买错或者买少嘢。
I either get the wrong things or miss something.
因为我根本就冇俾足够时间。或者冇俾个心去听。
Because I do not give enough time or attention to listen.
如果我哋真係想听神嘅声音神嘅提示嘅话呢
To truly hear the voice of God's guidance and instruction.
我哋就要全心全意咁去听同埋去留心。
We must do it with an undivided heart.
当然有样嘢唔可以缺少嘅呢就係有一个安静独处同埋独一俾神嘅时间。
What is important is that we should be still and alone and give him undivided attention.
咁喺你灵修嘅时间你灵修的心有什么地方需要去整理呢?
When you do your devotion, is there anything about the time and the attitude that needs reorganizing?
浅土呢,亦都可以比喻我们对神的话语的接受程度呢,是很表面。
Places that do not have much soil can also be used to symbolize the extent that we accept God's word is shallow.
如果只是有一个表面的接受,
If we only have a superficial acceptance,
我们的生命是不会有真实的改变。
Our lives will have no real changes.
我这里指的是有没有真实的改变不是有多大的改变。
What I'm saying here is whether there are real changes, not whether there are significant changes.
如果我们的生命没有真实改变的话
If our lives do not have real changes,
神的声音就不会容易收到。
Then it is not easy to perceive God's voice.
因为神的声音和我们对神的信心
It is because God's voice is not combined with our faith.
我在医院工作里面呢其中一个病房呢是整容手术的病房。
I work in a hospital. One of the wards that I work in is plastic surgery ward.
当中呢有很多的病人因为意外受伤呢是需要他们的皮肤做整容的手术。
A lot of patients require plastic surgery because of injury to their skin.
他们就有健康身体的部分呢就移植去到受伤的部分。
A portion of skin from a healthy body part is taken and grafted to the injured part.
每一个病人呢，刚刚做完手术的地方呢，都好好睇嘅。
The grafted skin all looks good on the patients who just came out from the surgery.
但系几日之后呢，会有啲病人佢哋植皮上边咧会出现有坏死嘅现象。
However, in a few days, some of them will have signs of necrosis.
因为嗰块植皮咧冇同佢移植上边嘅生理上边结合。
Because the graft does not grow and join with the tissue where it is grafted.
圣经告诉我们听。
The Bible tells us that.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
如果我们落入在这个光景当中的时候，
If we are in such a situation,
只有向神坦白祷告求主帮助。
All we should do is to honestly pray to God and ask Him to help us.
如果我们能够有弟兄姊妹一起去同心祷告支持你，
If we have brothers and sisters to pray with us and support us,
所以我们就更能 够喺呢个光景中去走出嚟。
Then we can stand again from this situation.
如果我哋能够喺小组之中
，If in our cell group meetings，
多啲能够显示出爱同埋关怀
，We can show more of our love and care for one another，
同埋能够彼此信任
，And if we can trust one another，
我哋就能够彼此嘅代求
，Then we can pray for one another。
愿神照着佢所应许嘅应允我哋。
May God answer our prayers according to what He says。
呢个比喻嘅去到第七节讲到荆棘类。
In verse 7 of the parable, it talks about among thorns。
一个充满荆棘嘅地。
When a piece of land is full of thorns，
即系话冇空间啦。
It means there is not much room。
咁除咗我哋会联想到物质嘅事物令到我哋分心之外咧
，Besides the things that we are often aware of that we are distracted by material things，
好多时候系因为我哋太忙。
Very often because we are too busy，
我哋冇时间停低落嚟听。
We don't have the time to stop and listen。
又或者我哋心里边充满咗忧虑。
Or our hearts are full of worries。
又或者咧，我哋喺灵性上边咧已经变咗个荒废嘅田。
Or perhaps our spiritual life has been left behind for a long time。
喺约伯记嘅第33章第14节咁讲。
In Job chapter 33 verse 14。
神说一次两次，世人却不理会。
For God does speak now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it。
英文嘅翻译咧系比较容易明白。
The English translation is easier to understand。
英文咧系 one way or another。
In English, it is one way and another, not once and twice。
意思即系话咧，神咧系会用唔同嘅方法向人说话。
It means that God uses different ways to speak to a person。
但个问题咧系我哋唔系经常能够认得出。
But the problem is that we do not always recognize it。
又或者我哋冇去理会呢啲系咪神嘅声音。
Or we don't take any notice to find out whether this is the voice of God。
如果我哋真系要去寻求神嘅引导嘅话咧
，to seek God's guidance，
我哋要先整理一下我哋个心。
We need to unclutter our hearts，
尝试放低我哋嘅忧虑同埋忙碌。
We should try to put aside our worries or busyness，
安静喺神嘅面前。
And spend quiet time before God。
喺呢个比喻嘅最后喺第八章讲到好嘅土壤。
The last one is in Matthew chapter 13 verse 8， good soil。
比喻到当人听到神嘅引导嘅时候
，It refers to the situation when a person hears God's guidance。
佢会留心并且去行出嚟。
He pays attention and applies it。
最近咧，我个女渐渐咁大啦。
Recently, my daughter is growing up。
咁咧，佢就好喜欢跟妈妈去学煮嘢食。
She loves to learn cooking from her mother。
尤其是咧，系做甜品。
Especially making desserts。
咁原来做甜品咧系好多个步骤。
There are many steps in making a dessert。
跟住个步骤做咧系非常之紧要嘅。
It is very important to follow each step。
如果有一个步骤错咗咧
，If one step is wrong，
咁就会做唔成噶啦。
It will not be successful。
当我个女初初去学嗰阵时候咧
，When my daughter started to learn，
佢冇咁嘅耐性去跟住做。
She did not have the patience to follow。
啊，因为佢有咁嘅态度咧
，And because of her attitude，
妈妈咧就冇心机再去讲落去啦。
Mom refused to continue。
咁就由佢自己做啦。
And let her do what she wanted。
咁当然个结果就系一撇嘢咁啦。
And then the result was a mess。
喺诗篇第119篇第105节。
In Psalm 119 verse 105。
喺度话你的话是我脚前的灯。是我路上的光。
It tells us that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path。
喺呢度提到脚前嘅灯。
It tells us a lamp to our feet。
咁脚前嘅灯，我哋可以睇到几远
？How far can we see with a lamp to our feet？
唔知你哋有冇去过澳洲嘅郊野露营
？Have you done camping in the countryside of Australia before？
澳洲嘅夜晚咧系漆黑一片，不见五指。
At night time, it is pitch dark in Australia。
如果你只系得一个火水灯
，If you only have a kerosene lamp，
啊，唔知你睇到几多步咧
？How many steps can you see？
咁有阵时神俾我哋引导都系一样。
Sometimes God's guidance is the same。
唔系时时都可以睇到好远。
We do not always see very far。
如果我哋唔系跟住一步一步咁行
，But if we do not take a step at a time，
神可能唔会再引导落去。
God may not continue to guide us。
由我哋自己去选择我哋自己嘅路。
And then we have to choose。Our own path.
咁结果咧
？The result is that
就好似我个女第一次整甜品咁样样咧。
It's like the result of my daughter's first time attempting to make a dessert.
咁就系一撇嘢啦。
It's a mess.
箴言嘅第22章第17节咁讲。
Proverb chapter 22 verse 17。
你虽则 耳听受智慧人的言语，留心听回我的知识。
Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach.
请你留意英文的翻译。
Please notice the English translation.
圣经叫我们要 apply.
The Bible tells us to apply.
即是说不是只是听。
That means not just to listen.
当我们说要去寻求遵行神的旨意的时候，
When we say that we are going to seek and follow God's guidance,
我们必须要靠着信心。
We must do it through faith.
一日一日和一步一步地去跟从。
Day by day and step by step to follow him.
我们需要在每日和每一步都去寻求神。
We need to seek God in every day and every step.
也都需要每日和每一步地去行出来。
And we have to follow him step by step and day by day.
虽然我们不知道长远的路是怎样走。
Although we don't know what is lying ahead.
但我们知道神去在那里带领。
But we know that God is guiding us.
我知谁掌管明天。
I know who holds tomorrow.
平起了。
Please stand.
让我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray.
我们天上阿爸父。
Our heavenly Father.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks and praises.
感谢你不断地以慈声去呼唤我们。
We thank you for continuing to call us with your merciful voice.
求你在这里怜悯我们，怜悯我们到底。
May you have mercy on us and have mercy to the end.
我们感谢你，你应许过你会一直与我们同在。
We thank you that you have promised that you will be with us.
但很多时候我们却不理会你。
But very often we ignore you.
我们的心是只是挂着在其他的事上。
Our heart is on some other things.
又或者我们的心里面刚硬。
Or our heart is hardened.
以至于我们不愿意去听。
So that we are not willing to listen.
又或者当你跟我们讲的时候，我们没有好好地去听。
Or perhaps when you speak to us, we don't pay attention.
也都没有好好地去行出来。
And we don't put it into practice.
天父在这里求你怜悯。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
求你再一次更新我们每个人的心。
May you renew our hearts.
除掉我们的石心。
And to take away our heart of stone.
赐给我们一个肉心。
Give us a heart of flesh.
你亲自地去再教导我们每一个关于你的事。
May you teach us everything about you.
以至于我们以后的日子。
So that in the days to come.
我们能够行在你的心意里面。
We can walk according to your will.
直到见主。
Until the day we see you, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.